Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelsey, can I get a fist bump?
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in the house this morning, and I think Jason Kelsey needs a pat on the back for that. Too many people on the internet these days don't. They can get away with saying whatever they want, and there's never any consequence for it.
Yeah, well, two things going on here. One, when you walk through a tailgate or whatever he was walking through, things get crazy.
Yeah, it's
things
true.
Get said, and
yeah,
it's not cool.
No.
What is said in crowds is not great. And so when it gets caught on camera, it unfolds the reality of those situations. Also, when Jason Kelsey's walking through a tailgate and you say something, you got something coming.
Yeah.
This is just like running out on the field after a game. You don't belong on the field. So you're out there at your own risk. And you say something or do something, you're going to get run over by a football player. And that's what happened. Well, the phone took the brunt of it.
And he's only, 1 year removed from that testosterone-filled game that he played,
well,
where he's
anybody,
just a tough guy,
in
right?
In general, anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if you shout something inappropriate at somebody, which was inappropriate,
very inappropriate,
you're going to get
right.
dealt with.
Right.
Well,
so,
and we don't see all the other times that people scream stuff at him, and he says nothing and just keeps walking.
Yeah.
So this might have been the straw that broke the camel's
back.
So
what did he do? Bust a phone?
Yeah.
He jumped it down.
Better than
it.
Your face getting
that's
busted.
True. That's very
you know?
True.
So
I mean, like your mindset there, Tom.
Yeah. You know, so, hey, he you know, showed some restraint and instead destroyed a $1,000 iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
Be like a Michigan fan walking through a tailgate at Indiana right now, right?
Man, that is going to be vicious. What a crowd that's going to be on Saturday. You know, I was talking to Joe Buck on the show yesterday. He's another IU alum, and I said, Joe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nebraska, that was, you know, they beat Nebraska 56-7. They beat Washington 31-17, both at home. Then this past Saturday, they go up and crush Michigan State. But the two wins at home, Nebraska and Washington, were unbelievable. I mean, the crowd was amazing. College game day's there. You're beating these two national brands. Michigan's a different story. Michigan is a longtime rival. People in Indiana think that Michigan looks down on them, and they're correct. Michigan football has always looked at Indiana like an easy win. Chalk it up. Let's schedule them for homecoming. Win, 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 win. Well, Indiana's a 12.5-point favorite this Saturday.
Yeah.
They are the talk of college football, and I assure you they will be ready to go. Crowd, players, coaches, everything when Michigan comes to town. It's an absolute must-win because Ohio State's in 2 weeks after that on the road. Very, very difficult challenge. That would leave you potentially with one loss facing Purdue to get to the college football playoff. So it's an incredible time for the old alma mater.
Are you going Saturday?
I went to the Washington game.
Yeah,
I actually will be at the Mizzou-Oklahoma game.
Okay.
Which is a night game. So, which means during the tailgate, my kids and my wife will be like, where'd Dad go? he's watching the IU game somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll be finding a TV or I'll be looking at my phone. But it's an exciting time.
What about that Mizzou game? I mean, is there any hope that you're actually going to play with a wrist injury?
I don't know.
I mean, he was out with ankle injury, then Brady got hurt with the wrist.
Yeah,
the
I mean, they cover these injuries so much, you just don't know. I mean, they covered the ankle injury to the point where you weren't sure if he was going to play or not, and then he hurts his hand and his wrist. And, you know, I just, the Missouri should beat Oklahoma, but I think these teams are probably more evenly matched than people think. Both teams desperate to show something. Oklahoma's been a major disappointment, and Missouri has been disappointing. Yeah. They've not had a signature win all year. They've had wins, but nothing really to hang their hat on to show what they could have been. So this is a good chance for Missouri to go out and smack Oklahoma and actually finish strong. I mean, I think if Missouri ends up with 9 or 10 wins, that's a great year. I mean, if they don't make the college football playoff, which they're not. I mean, they have been pounded twice, and they're now out of the top 25. But if you go out and win 9 games, you finish 9-3, that's not a good year. 10-2 is an incredible year. So, you know, expectations. There are a lot of teams that are getting knocked out of this 12-team playoff. That should not diminish what Missouri has built here as a program. While disappointing, they still have a chance to finish really great, and I think their schedule is actually very favorable to them. I do.
You were obviously not at the game on Saturday, the Blues game, but Carl, I know you were there.
I was.
And I watched the video of Craig Berube getting the standing ovation.
Oh, it was beautiful.
He was crying.
It was absolutely beautiful. I saw him wave to the crowd, and he had a smile. I'm sure he teared up. I mean, my wife and daughter were there. I was at Kyle McClellan's gala, raising money over at the Four Seasons, having a good time with him and all the former Cardinals. And I took a peek at the Blues score and saw that they were winning, and then they won the game. But I really wanted to see that video tribute, and it was really, really well done. They showed the speech before Game 7 where he's dropping all the F-bombs, and the crowd, of course, gets into that. And then, you know, he waved, and they showed that great compilation video. And, you know, Carl's part of that production team at Enterprise Center. They do an awesome
really
job.
Really well done.
Yeah, really nice. So it was good to see Chief out there.
The goalie's from St. Louis.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and he had a...
Joseph Wall.
He had a lot of people...
From
Darting Prairie. In Leafs jerseys, yet some of them had Blues jerseys with his name on it,
I'll
too.
Bet. Can I tell you a little secret? My second team in the NHL is the Leafs. I've always liked the Leafs. And when the Blues get knocked out, I root for the Leafs. And the reason is they are in this long, long, long drought. And I want to see what it's like when they finally win.
They won last in 1967 when the Blues started.
So you like an underdog.
I do. And they're kind of like...
an Indiana fan.
They're kind of like...
Hey, Mark, maybe that's why he could like Kentucky, right?
They're bigger than that, though. They're like...
I'm just teasing.
They're the Yankees brand of Canada, but they don't win anything. Like, they're the biggest team in Canada of any sport.
Years.
Of any sport.
Yeah.
They are the nation's team.
It's where the Hall of Fame is.
But they don't win. It's, like, fascinating to me. Now Craig Berube gets the task of winning a cup for the Leafs. You think this Blues celebration was big, and it was. Mm-hmm. Whoever turns the Leafs around, it will be absolute chaos.
It'll shut down Canada, eh?
I can't believe it. So let me leave you with this. So actually, we have some more time if you want another topic.
Yeah. Are you going to say something inspirational?
Yeah, I do. I want to say something inspirational because we're the day before Election Day. Is thank goodness for sports. Don't forget that you always have sports. And if you're not a sports fan, it's totally fine, but sports fans will relate to this. You always have sports. You can kick back and relax and distract yourself. And I really think the reason that I sleep well at night, and I know there's a lot going on out there on both sides, but that I have something to distract me from what has become election fatigue for me. Sports has been a huge, huge part of all of this. I'm so happy that college basketball is back today, baby.
Me too, baby.
I mean, I got
Who you got tonight? We got Wright State.
Oh, we don't. Okay. Yeah, we're off until Wednesday. Right. But SLU plays at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know, you got basketball starting this morning. I mean, thank goodness for something to... my suggestion would be, if you're feeling like it's too much, take a break and join us for some sports. It's great. And then you can go back.
Are they still announcing
yourself over the head for 24 hours.
I might need a helmet tomorrow.
It's going to be a tough day tomorrow. And, you know, just all around, like all the anxiety and the waiting and everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sports will pull you back.
Well, the problem is the Cardinal season gave people more anxiety because they were absolutely awful.
Get away from, you know.
The zoo's not great. I'm sorry, the Blues have not been terrible, but not
But it's always, there's always something, whether you're, whatever you're a fan of, there's always something that can pull you away and distract you for a little while. It's just my suggestion. I'm glad that it's there.
Thank you, Tom.
You got it.
We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tom.
Great having
you. Guys have a great day.
All right. Tom Ackerman there, KMOX Sports. We're going to be back. We'll talk more about the first responder spotlight right after this.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.